I saw some old pictures yesterday, he said. How interesting, Robin said sarcastically. It was, actually. Aunt Jane's got a scrapbook. There's pictures of her and my dad when they were kids. About our age, I suppose. Yes, she sounded bored. Or wary. There are pictures of them playing in the grounds. They grew up here, in the village. I know that. They had reached the hall. The sound of Julius Venture's voice was a low murmur from the other side of the door that wasn't quite shut. They were playing with another girl, Matt said. He felt the blood go to his cheeks as he said it, though he wasn't sure why he should be embarrassed. I think it must have been your mother. Why do you think that? There was no emotion at all in her voice. Because she looked just like you. Robin nodded. Yes. Yes, she would have done. Sorry, Matt turned away. I guess maybe you don't like to talk about her. I can hardly remember my mother, she said. It's not a problem. She seemed very happy, Matt said, turning back to face her. They all did, in the pictures. They were having fun. Robin nodded. Her reply was so quiet, it was almost a whisper. The girl that broke your father's heart. As she said it, another voice cut across the low murmur of Venture's. The voice was louder, deep and resonant. It carried, the words reaching Matt clearly.
Which still leaves us the problem of what to do about Arnold Stribling.
Robin and Matt stared at each other. Dad? Matt mouthed, feeling suddenly cold and empty inside. Why were they discussing his father? Again, he wished he'd spoken to Venture about Dad when they'd met the day before. The man knew something. Perhaps Dad had tried to tell Matt that. No, Matt, Robin said. Wait. But he was already turning, walking quickly to the half-open door without pausing to think about it, pushing it open wide and stepping into Julius Venture's study. Finding Venture and Atticus Harper turning in surprise to look at him as he stood in the doorway. This is Dr. Stribling's son, Matthew, Venture said, standing up and gesturing to Matt to take a seat. Do join us, Matt. I think you'll find this interesting. He was aware of Robin coming into the room behind him. What about my father? Do you know where he is? Venture and Harper exchanged a look.
Not exactly, Harper admitted, but in a sense it's because of your father that I'm here. Tell me, have you ever heard him mention the lost treasure of the Knights of St. John of Jerusalem?
Matt shook his head as he sat down. I don't think so. What's it got to do with my dad?
I employed your father to find it for me, Harper said.